If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
How am I back here?
They got your number now, honey.
This is gonna get interesting.
I don't trust any of you crazy bitches.
It's just like the Hamptons, only horrible.
I'm an inmate. I have nothing.
All right, it's Dave Player on 720 WGN. Summer TV used to mean reruns and more reruns. That's certainly not the case anymore. Summer's almost upon us with a new wave of new series and returning series as well. And joining us to break it all down, plus some recommended series to binge watch this summer, is our resident TV guru, and that's the Chicago Tribune's Hammervision blogger, Julie Hammerly. Julie, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. How are you doing?
I am delightful. You sound perky and ready to go. You know what? There's so many things in the summer I want to watch, and I always end up being more outdoors, which you're supposed to be doing with the family and doing some other things. But there's those rainy days, there's those late nights that you got to find something to do.
Yeah, and I know you'd mentioned before that your family does kind of a binge. Do you pick a show?
Yeah, we pick a retro, like, yeah, 60s, 70s show. It's so funny you said that. And we try to watch it all summer long. So, you know, we've been watching a little bit of MASH and a little bit of Happy Days. So we've already kind of started that tradition a little bit. I think
that's
good.
Cool.
Because, you know what? Some of the crap that those kids are watching is just garbage.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been trying to do that with my family, too. We haven't really, it hasn't taken off yet. But mine are still younger than yours, too. So
That's true.
At some point, yes.
But let's talk Let's talk about the shows, you know, first of all, that you think we should be binge watching, like things that we missed last season that we should sit down and make sure we watch before their season premieres begin again.
Well, I think, you know, as far as this year goes, the number one show that you should see if you haven't seen it yet is American Crime Story, the O.J. Simpson trial that was on a few months ago. What station was that on? I wanted to say FX. Maybe that's right. But it was the one you probably saw with John Travolta playing Robert Shapiro and Cuba Gooding Jr. as O.J. And it looked like it was going to be the most ridiculous TV show.
Yeah,
it was fantastic.
Really,
it was amazing. Yes, it was really. We would watch it every night, and sometimes it would be an hour long, sometimes a little over that, and every time my husband and I would look at each other like we could watch another 2 hours of this.
So captivating.
It was so good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And I think it's on Hulu. I'm not sure if it's still on demand or not, but it's available like on Hulu. You can find it that way. But it is so worth finding if you can find it.
So that's a big one. What else you got?
And then that also goes along with another show that's starting. We'll talk about it a little bit too. But everything's coming up OJ right now, so I would definitely look at that. The other one is, if you haven't seen this yet, is Gilmore Girls, which I had not ever seen an episode of Gilmore Girls till like around January this year. It's all on Netflix, and they have a new season of Gilmore Girls on Netflix coming out in like November, I think. So you have time
to catch up
on all seven seasons if you can. But it's such a good show. I can't believe I had never seen it before. It's
really
it's
so this is so, a new discovery for you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And then as soon as I finished that, I thought I really loved Lauren Graham. So Parenthood is also on Netflix as well, which is the one I'm currently binging. It's only about five seasons as opposed to seven. But that's with Lauren Graham and Peter Krause and Craig T. Nelson, and it was on ABC a few seasons ago, and it's a really good family drama as well.
And the one you have on here that I'm just starting to watch, and it is hysterical, is Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Oh, I love that show.
On Netflix. You know, it was, I think, Tina Fey's behind it. It is laugh. I mean, it's hysterical. The show is funny. Tell us a little bit of what it's all about.
So it's about a girl who is trapped in a bunker, was abducted. It sounds kind of dark that, she was abducted for 15 years in an Indiana bunker, with a couple other women, and they are found alive. 15 years later, and she goes to New York to start her life over again. So she's living with, Carol Kane is her landlord. And
how crazy is that? Somebody you haven't seen in a long time, since Taxi, probably, for me.
She's so funny.
Nutty.
Yeah, nutty, and she does a great job. And I absolutely love Kimmy's roommate, Titus, played by Titus Burgess, who is just, he steals the entire show for me. He's so, so excellent. So if you were a fan of 30 Rock, for sure check this show out.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
And then you've got Mr. Robot, which we're going to talk about because the season premiere is coming up this summer.
Yeah.
So you want to watch that. Unreal, The Americans, I know you're a big fan of. Masters of None.
Yeah.
I've got a list of a few. And, you know, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt was like the newer one. But, you know, I'm a little more retro. So we haven't really jump-started our summer binge. I said we watched a couple episodes, Happy Days, MASH, whatever. I want the kids to see The Wonder Years.
That's a great one.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, six seasons,
yeah.
You know, right long before like Freaks and Geeks, Boy Meets World, all this stuff. And again, I watch some of these shows just sitting with my kids on Nickelodeon and Disney, and they're so poorly written, so poorly acted. And when I think about something really quality I want to watch with some great life lessons, that Wonder Years was a fabulous show.
Yeah, that was great. I think it's on Netflix right now, which I keep meaning to go back to that because that's one I was younger when it was on, and I remember watching, you know, like I'd only watched the episodes one time, so I really don't have a great
it's not like the Brady Bunch
show, but I would love to. No, I can know the episode when I see the front of the house of a Brady Bunch episode, but
yeah it's true.
Yeah, but that is a great pick. It's such a good show.
The other one that I always binge watch because I watch different episodes because I never get to watch tons of them is The Twilight Zone. And I think it was, you know, it was on like Channel 9 at like 10 o'clock at night when I was growing up. And mm-hmm. I had my dad's black and white TV from the bar in the basement. I got to have it in my room for the summer. And that's the one show before I went to bed I would always I think I watched a little Johnny Carson. I was a little mature for 10. But always watching The Twilight Zone, The Hitchhiker, It's a Good Life, Monsters on Maple Street, Nightmare at 20,000. Feet, Walking Distance, Odyssey of Flight 33, To Serve Man. There are so many great Twilight Zone episodes. And I usually watch them through Halloween and then I'm done. So I start like in July and usually because there's a marathon on, like on the Sci-Fi mm-hmm. Channel or something. The other couple ones, The Homeland, I missed a lot of last season, so I'm going to try to binge watch that. I started watching mm-hmm. the first season of The Sopranos. Because it's a classic.
You've never seen that before?
No, I've seen it.
Okay.
And it's one of those things like you saw the front of the Brady's house. I can see the front of Tony's house. And I know what's going to happen. But I haven't seen him in years. And I'm watching him again. One of the best written shows on television.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
I keep meaning to go back to that one. And you brought up Twilight Zone. And I just made me think of Alfred Hitchcock Presents. And I wonder if you can get those anywhere, too. Because we used to watch that when I was a kid.
You can get them on VHS.
Oh, good. We don't have a player anymore.
No, I think they're on MeTV. There might be some reruns on MeTV.
Okay.
But now there's some stuff that is premiered now this summer that, and it's at the top of your list. I want to talk to you a little bit about this. You know, they talked about the return of the variety show, and I watched a little of it tonight. I think it was a rerun from this week with Steve Martin and Tina Fey's Maya and Marty. What do you think of this show?
It is what it is.
Okay,
I think,
interesting. Okay.
You know, I love Maya Rudolph and Martin Short. I mean, they are two of the best comedic actors out there.
Absolutely.
And they're both, you know, this is kind of their wheelhouse. I think the first episode was a little, you know, a little stilted maybe. But I think it does have room to be good. You know, if they're allowed to loosen up and
I'm thinking that too. Although I thought the pre-tape stuff was very heavily edited and not well edited, so it was jumping around too much. I watched a little bit last night. You know, they're talking about Carol Burnett and Sonny and Cher, and they did a little duet, Tina Fey and Maya Rudolph. It seems to me too much like it's the adults that have grown up from Saturday Night Live doing another Saturday Night Live, and that's what bothers me. Because variety, it's more sketches and more comedy, which is fine, and I love these people, and I'm glad they gave them a venue. But even the way it's filmed, it looks like Saturday Night Live. So I'm kind of having a hard time with it, and I want to love it because I went to see Martin Short and Steve Martin at the Chicago Theater, the Rosemont Theater, and phenomenal. And I was talking to a buddy of mine who just said, gosh, I really want this to be great. And it might be getting there. And there's been some very funny moments, but I hope that works. I hope that works out. And there's other things that have premiered already. Outkast, Feed the Beast, Rizzoli and Isles, a lot of these. OJ Made in America, another one that's premiering this week on ABC.
Yeah.
So it was FX, by the way. The People versus OJ Simpson was FX.
That was FX, yeah. This is actually a documentary, the OJ Made in America. It's through, I don't know if you watched the ESPN 30 for 30 documentaries, but they are so good. And this one is like a six-hour docuseries. It's on Saturday nights on ABC, and it's, you know, just kind of talking about the 20 years since the OJ Simpson trial. And I didn't watch it yet. It was on last night, but it's supposed to be just phenomenal. So that is definitely one to check out.
Now, you're a big Walking Dead fan, right?
I was. I'm not anymore.
Yeah, you know what? I can't remember that from last time because there's someone called Norman Reedus, one of the actors, Ride with Norman Reedus from The Walking Dead that's going to premiere on AMC where he's a motorcycle enthusiast. You know, so they're kind of really playing off these characters. Tomorrow, on Monday, on CBS, The Good Wife brought back this thriller, Brain Dead, which is premiered again. And then June 14th, and I want to talk a little about this.
Yeah.
We tried to get Betty White. Betty was a little under the weather this week. But she's going to be on a reboot, and ABC's doing all these new game shows. And we're actually trying to get Alec Baldwin on next week to talk about Match Game because he's bringing that back. But but Betty's going to be on To Tell the Truth. The first appearance was in 1958, almost 60 years ago. And Blackish star Anthony Anderson's going to be hosting this starting Tuesday. It's this reboot, and Betty's a regular. And Betty was the queen of game shows.
Cool.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah. Oh, that's really neat.
And then right after that is Uncle Buck, which I don't know if I love the movie. There was a 1990 TV show called Uncle Buck that failed miserably. I'm not quite sure. It's Mike Epps starring in this one. What have you heard so far?
It's not great. I mean, okay. I think it's one of those, the pilot was very heavy on just rehashing the movie, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Mike Epps is not John Candy. No. You know, he does his thing. The rest of the cast is okay, but he doesn't have the same like heart.
Gotcha.
That John Candy had. And so it has room to grow. Like it's such a good premise for TV in a lot of ways. If they kind of break off from the formula, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's so far not so great.
Well, we're going to talk about real quick. Orange is the New Black. Now that one, I'm a season behind, so it's another one I got to binge watch. But that is premiering, and that is a very hot show on Netflix. Taylor Schilling is in this thing. It premieres June 17th. What are we going to see in this fourth season?
It looks dark. The preview looks really dark. And I think they've elevated the woman who plays Boo and the woman who plays Flocka to series regulars. We're going to see more of them. But I think it's a lot of the prisoners versus the new regime of the guards. So it looks pretty dark.
All right. Well, we're going to talk more with Julie Hammerly about the new TV season. And she's got a new book out. We'll talk about that, too, after the news. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. Dave Plyer on 720 WGN on this early Sunday morning. We're talking to Julie Hammerly about the new summer TV season. She also has a new book called The Story of Us, which we'll talk about in just a few minutes here. So we've got a couple other shows on your list here. Tell me a little bit about The Tunnel on PBS.
This one's kind of a weird situation because it's a British show that was adapted from a Swedish show, and it had already been adapted here like a couple years ago, called The Bridge. It was on cable. It did not last very long. This one is kind of intriguing to me. It's going to be on PBS, and it stars Stephen Delane, who played Stannis on Game of Thrones, which is interesting to me, and the woman who played Fleur Delacour in the Harry Potter movie. But it's about a couple of detectives who are investigating a body that's found on the border of France and England. So it's actually subtitled in French. Like, it's dual language, which will be interesting. But it's actually supposed to be pretty good compared to the American version that was a couple of years ago. So we'll see. But it sounds kind of interesting. I will check that one out. It's on PBS.
And then Greenleaf, this Oprah Winfrey, returns to acting in the soapy drama On Own Tuesday, June 21st, about a estranged daughter and a preacher.
Yeah, so this one sounds good. It could be really terrible, or it could be very interesting. I love a good soapy drama, so I'm hoping that it's just, you know, kind of in the Empire vein, or you know, one of those like really soapy dramas that are doing quite well right now. And it's with Keith David as the preacher, and his daughter returns home, and there's a death in the family that's being investigated, and Oprah stars as like a tavern owner or something like that. But it could be good. It could be horrible.
And then Ray Donovan comes back on Showtime on June 26th. Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll with Dennis Leary. Zoo on CBS comes up at the end of June. The Night Of on HBO, an 8-part miniseries based on the British drama Criminal Justice, about a fictitious murder case in New York. Mr. Robot comes back on July 13th. Then there's Stranger Things on Netflix July 15th.
Oh,
with Winona. You know, Winona Ryder has kind of been out of the spotlight, but I was a big fan, you know, because I'm a boy.
Yeah. she was just back in a HBO miniseries last year, and I can't think of the name of it, but it was amazing with Oscar Isaac, and it was about the Yonkers mayor and trying to fight the segregation laws and stuff. It sounds so boring. It was a great, great miniseries, and she was on that, and she did a fantastic job. And so this one is, she's actually the star of this Netflix show, Stranger Things, which looks like a TV show that Steven Spielberg would have made in the 80s.
Oh, interesting.
It's like very like supernatural, and it looks like an Amblin movie, and or kind of even like a little Twin Peaksy too. So the trailer looks so good for this. I really hope the show is good.
Roger, what you got, buddy?
Netflix, Marvel. So we've got Jennifer Jones. Mm-hmm. Do we know when that's coming back? Also, Luke Cage is supposed to be the new series. Do we have any word on that?
Nothing really yet. Netflix tends to kind of hold things close to the vest until it's almost dropped. So,
oh, okay.
I don't know about Jessica Jones at this point, but it is coming back. I'm just not sure when. I think it was a fall series last year, so I would guess probably like September, October.
Yeah, okay. And then the new Daredevil, I think, is they've put on hold the new series, or the new season, I think, that they put that on hold while they get these other characters up and running.
They may have, but season two just premiered a couple months ago, didn't it?
Yeah, right. Yeah, and I binged that. I did my binging.
Very good, Roger. Now, there's Vice Principals on July 17th. That one I've read about already on HBO. Danny McBride, Walter Goggins, rival administrators at a high school. It's kind of a dark comedy, isn't this?
Yeah, it looks pretty funny. I mean, I love Walton Goggins, and Danny McBride's good in a little bit of a time, I guess, you know, every so often. But it has a really good cast. There's a lot of good supporting people in it. And the preview actually looks pretty funny. And HBO, if they do anything well right now, it's comedy. So I'm hoping that'll be a good one. It looks kind of fun.
Then we got Shooter on USA, The Get Down on Netflix, July 31st, Sharknado Part 4 with Tara Reid and David Hasselhoff, which are the only things that these people get hired for anymore. Yeah, exactly. Now, and congratulations to you. You got a new book out called The Story of Us.
It's called The Sound of Us.
The Sound of Us. I'm so sorry. Yes. Let me get that straight. The Sound of Us. What propelled you to write the book? This is your first book.
It's my first novel, and it's I actually started writing it about 7 years ago, and it had been kicking around in my head for even longer than that, but I had been home with my son for about a year and hadn't really done anything except binge-watch television.
Which is part of your job.
Yeah. And so I thought, you know, I really wanted to write this novel, and I just sat down and did it, and, you know, it took 7 years to get it published, but now it is. So
wow.
It's a, Yeah, it's a young adult book, and it's about a girl who goes to opera camp for the summer. And so it's kind of light, but it's a it's really more of a coming of age story than a romance or anything like that.
So many kids are supposed to be reading this summer and continuing doing that. I think that's perfect timing because my daughter's got to go get a book to read this summer. And, you know, you said people have said it's like a pitch perfect of an opera camp. And so, you know, this is great, great summer reading for you or for folks out there.
Yeah, and even if you're an adult who likes young adult, there are a lot of us out there.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of a fun one to pick up.
It crosses over so many things as well. Yeah. What propelled you to write the book? Like you were sitting at home and stuff, but I mean, this is different from what you normally do. I mean, this is, you know, you mentioned because you were sitting at home and binge watching television, but I mean, you wrote a story here. I mean, that's pretty cool. Has this always been in you?
I think I've always written, you know, it was, I studied voice in college.
Sure.
And I had always thought I want to be a singer. I want to be a singer. And then when I got to college, I just was, it wasn't really what I ended up loving. And I, instead of finding writing, then I decided to study education. So I was a teacher for a while, but I took writing classes because I still had that bug. I'd always done it. And I just really wanted to tackle some fiction at that point. And I just did it. I jumped in. I bought a book that said you can write a novel in a month, and I did.
Wow.
And then, I just kept revising and kept revising and got an agent and then revised it with her, and then she sold it.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, the new book, again, is The Sound of Us. It's available at your local bookseller and at Amazon.com. And we can find you, I know, at ChicagoNow.com/HammerVision and also JulieHammerly.com.
Yes.
That's very cool. All thing Julie Hammerly, all thing Hammer Vision, all thing television. Again, The Sound of Us, available at your local bookseller and at Amazon.com. Always a pleasure, Julie.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
All right. Willie Geist from the Today Show joining us live from New York. Coming up next on 720 WGN.